8:40 now on the Wednesday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. Wind advisory kicks in by noon hour and continues all the way through Jacksonville's evening news. We could see gusts up to 40-plus miles an hour at times, so keep that in mind as you're out and about. Our storm potential looks like it's greatest between about 11 a.m. and 1. Updates ahead during Herman Cain and Rush Limbaugh. Jacksonville's Morning News continues.
The first 100 days of President Trump.
I was following along. Jamie Dupree, our Washington insider, was doing a Facebook session last night answering all kinds of listener questions, and he says the start of a new administration is often untidy. This has been unique in terms of the amount of news. The president already this morning in a series of tweets seeming to be showing how he's going to approach the Flynn-Russia storyline, saying on Twitter just a few minutes ago, the real scandal here is classified information is illegally given out by, quote, intelligence, end quote, like candy, very un-American. He's referring to a story in the New York Times and CNN that broke last night, separate stories, but both going in depth on the intelligence community's findings on Trump and campaign aides. We bring in Dori Scheimer in our Washington Bureau to pick up the story on that. And this isn't one of those, just like yesterday, we were talking about one source or double sources. This is multiple sources. So leaks are happening.
Oh, unlike anything I've ever seen, leaks are happening. He's right about that. Whether they're illegal, not so sure. But Chuck Schumer said months ago in the transition before Trump took office that you don't want to make enemies with the intelligence community. That's when the rift first started. And we're seeing exactly why. The FBI had information that they were investigating people close to President Trump during the campaign in their frequent correspondence with Russian officials. Now, you know, they've come under fire from the president quite a few times at this point, and now they are leaking that information to the press. Clearly not a story that President Trump wants out there.
Have we heard anything from the FBI on all this? Because that's a big question that I'm wondering about. Why didn't they release all this?
Right. Well, this raises big, big questions about James Comey's role in all of this. The director of the FBI, who released that letter to Congress saying that he may be reopening the investigation into Hillary Clinton. What that was looking into Anthony Weiner's laptop, the estranged husband of her top aide, Huma Abedin. Why did he send that letter and not alert the public that his agency was investigating people, senior officials on the campaign and their correspondence with Russia? There was a letter sent by Harry Reid in July asking that question to Comey, and these new reports really shine light on why he was asking that question at the time.
Our team in Washington is going to be really busy once again today. Dori Scheimer, Jamie Dupree with his blog updates at WOKV.com. The president with a news conference with Benjamin Netanyahu about noon or so today. We expect Rush Limbaugh is going to, what does he say, jip into that joint in progress sometime around noon today at the White House. And Dori also sent me this quick note just a second ago off air that Senator Marco Rubio and his wife are going to be at the White House dining with the president today. To be a fly on the wall for that meeting, wouldn't that be interesting? At 8:43.